Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It's Sunday, and we want to welcome you to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We hope that you're having a great fall season. And if you have questions about your yard, your garden, your house plants, give us a call. It's toll free, 855-660-4261. And we'll help you to have a great fall season, put the garden to bed, and to prepare for the winter season. It's not that far away, believe it or not, but there's a lot of time left this fall for planting of bulbs, tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, your local nursery, garden center, feed and grain stores have a great selection of bulbs right now. Lilies are also available, and it's a time for transplanting or dividing certain perennials, things like daylilies and hosta. Peonies can be dug and divided at this time of the year. Poppies, do not touch them. They don't like to be moved in the fall of the year. Tall phlox can be divided. Ornamental grasses, wait until the springtime. But if you have any questions, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Barbara from Martha's Vineyard with a question about putting your veggie garden to bed.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your vegetable garden?
All right. I have a small garden, probably 50 by 25 feet. I have it every year. I have tomatoes and so forth and so on. This year, it was an absolute disaster. My tomato plants grew, and the buds came out, and no tomatoes ever came out. My summer squash grew, and I did get a fair amount of squash from it, but then the leaves all shriveled up and died. It was just nothing just materialized, and I listened last week, and I heard you telling this man, and obviously his garden wasn't next to his house. My little garden is right next to my house, so I can't burn it off. But it seems like I need to do something. I was so disappointed.
Right. Well, you can't blame everything on yourself, because we did have a very, very strange year this year.
Yes.
So what I want you to do is clean the garden, pull everything out, give it a good raking, put down some either lime or a product like Turf Turbo or Magic Cal that you can find at your local nursery, and that will help to make the soil sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
Being that you live near the ocean, if we get a coastal storm and there's seaweed on the beaches, I would pick up that seaweed and I would blend it right into your soil. That will help to add a lot of organic matter and all of the rich nutrition that's found in that seaweed. But the problem that you had last year, same thing with me in Maine. The month of May, we had 12 to 15 inches of rain. And then in June, we had like 2 weeks in a row of 90-plus degree days. Now, what a lot of people don't realize is if you live in the north, the tomato varieties for the northern part of the United States are varieties that will not tolerate temperatures above 90 when the flowers are opening on a plant. So let's say you've got five flowers that are going to open. Temperatures hit 92, 93, 94 degrees. The heat will make the flower abort, and they fall from the plant. In the south, they have different varieties that will tolerate the 90-degree days. And normally, in the month of June, we don't have a problem with 90-degree temperatures. That happens in July and August. And you're not alone. My tomatoes this year had probably two-thirds less fruit than they had the year before and the year before that due to that intense heat during the month of June when the plant's growing fast, making a lot of flowers, and the flowers just fell due to all of the heat. So condition the soil, rebuild it, and next year is a whole new season, and I'd be willing to bet that next year things will be back to normal. But again, it's not something that you did wrong. Mother Nature wasn't cooperating. And I noticed on my vine crops, squash, cucumbers, we had a white mold on it. And that's called powdery mildew.
Yes.
And that's caused by humidity and by rain. So we got some rain, the leaves stayed wet, powdery mildew developed on it, creating that white film, and the white film blocked the sunlight from penetrating the green foliage and being transformed from sunlight to energy. And the plants didn't grow as good. So it was just a combination of Mother Nature was giving us a tough time. Maybe she'll make up for it and give us a nice winter.
But I saw no bees around either, and that disturbed me to pollinate the flowers when they did come out.
Right. Well, the bees are not active when it rains.
No.
So that if
All
you
right.
get a day of rain, the bees are not going to go in the garden and do pollination. They stay inside the hive because they can't fly when it's raining. And again, during the month of May, we had 12-plus inches of rain from Florida all the way to Maine and west of the Mississippi. And so that the bees just couldn't do their job because of that. And then again, when you get over 95, it's too hot for the bees to do their job, and they stay inside the hive due to the excessive heat.
All right, fine. Thank you very much. I'll try all those things, and hopefully next year I will have a nice garden.
Think positive. Things will be better.
Thank you.
Thank you, and you have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Kathy from Mass with a question about putting plants to bed.
Kathy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you about your plants, and what type of plants are you putting to bed?
Okay, I have, last week you talked about mandevillas, and I had company come, and I missed what you said. So I have a mandevilla, I have a datura that I want to winter over, calla lilies, and then I've just cut off the flowers from my hydrangea. Do I need to, like, put root proof on that? and I have an amaryllis. What do I do with that to have it bloom?
Okay. On your mandevilla, you want to keep it outside until the weatherman calls for a frost. So the mandevilla must be in blossom and bloom right now. So enjoy it. And when the weatherman is predicting a frost, then take the mandevilla, put it in your basement, and keep it as far away from the furnace as possible. If you don't have a basement and you've got a crawl space, then just lay it down in the crawl space where it's going to stay cool and leave it there for the winter. In March, you bring it back upstairs, put it in front of a window, prune it back by a third, and the mandevilla will wake up. The datura, or angel's trumpet, you would do the exact same thing. We got down to a frost two nights ago. My angel's trumpet are in the garage right now, and they're going to stay in the garage until November. And then in November, I'm going to put it in the basement. So if I get a nice day, I'll put them outside. They're all in bloom, so they're coming in and out. But by November, I'm going to be sick and tired of moving them in and out because I have 11 of them.
Ah, the sounds of a bygone era. What was once commonplace is now outdated, kind of like most lawn care programs. Many of them merely treat issues like crabgrass and dandelions rather than treating what's causing them in the first place. Jonathan Green Lawn Care Solutions go beyond the surface to get to the root of the problem, the soil. Jonathan Green products create ideal soil conditions that allow grass plants to thrive. Jonathan Green calls it the new American lawn. With a powerful combination of organic lawn fertilizers and Black Beauty grass seed, you'll be on your way to growing a thick, healthy lawn. It's a more sensible and natural solution with real results. Take the right approach to a better lawn. The New American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Visit newamericanlawn.com to learn more and get your free New American Lawn Guide. That's newamericanlawn.com.
Did you know that the fall is the best time of the year to fertilize your lawn? This year, use Bonide Winterizer Lawn Fertilizer to repair summer damage and to prepare the lawn for the fall and winter season. Bonide Winterizer contains slow-release nitrogen fertilizer, iron to green up the grass, sulfur to control the acid soil, also a special micronutrient package to give your lawn the energy to perform at its best. Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking about storing different types of tropical and house plants for the winter months. We talked a little bit about the mandevilla. The datura, or angel's trumpet, is going to be stored the same way. Just put it in your basement where it will not freeze and stay cool and no water. And leave it there until March. And then in March, bring it upstairs, cut it in half, and water with a liquid food, and the new growth will redevelop on it, and you'll be all set. On calla lilies, if they're potted, wait until a frost hits the foliage. And that will knock all the energy that's in the green leaves down to the root system, into the bulb, and it will be stored there. And again, put it in your basement. Pull off all of the dead foliage and let it go bone dry. And again in March, bring it up, give it some water, put it in a nice sunny window, and the new shoots will develop on it. And you'll be ready to go. On your hydrangea, the rounded blossoms, if you live north of Boston, they need to have an anti-desiccant spray to better survive the winter. If you live in a really windy area, in an open area, if you live in like Western Massachusetts, New York State, where your temperatures are going to get cold during the winter, if you can wait until all the foliage comes off and then use an anti-desiccant, that usually happens around November 1st. So pick up the product now. That way you'll have it. And when the foliage comes off, you give it a good spray, and that will take care of that. But definitely remove all the flowers. The PG hydrangea. And the PGs are hydrangeas that the flower is in the shape of a cone. They do not need extra protection. but you should remove the flowers. So if the flowers have turned brown, cut off just below the base of the blossom, remove the flowers, and they do not need to be treated with an antidesiccant. They are very, very hardy. They will grow in northern New England, upstate New York, western Pennsylvania, and do very, very well without any additional care. But other than that, everything else should be all set. So, you know, until we've had a frost, leave any bulb like tuberous begonias, calla lilies, cannas, caladiums, anything that's not going to be winter hardy, they need to be hit by a frost before you either bring them in if they're potted or dug from the garden. Amaryllis should be dug from the garden now. You shake off the soil and just let it sit on the floor of your garage or in your basement and allow the green chlorophyll in the foliage to drain back down into the bulb. When the leaves turn yellow or brown, then cut the flowers so that the bulb looks like a light bulb. The big fat bulb with a stem about 2 to 3 inches. Cut off all the leaves, keep it in your basement, and then after Christmas or New Year's, bring it upstairs, pot it up, and it will begin to grow. If it's in a pot, take the amaryllis, put it in the basement right now. Don't water it. It will slowly start to go from green to yellow to brown. You cut off all the foliage. Do not water. And let it sit there dormant so that it can rest. And then after Christmas or New Year's, bring it back upstairs, give it a good drink with a liquid food, and they will start to make new foliage and they'll bloom for you. But for now, enjoy things like geraniums, the mandevilla, the angel's trumpet, but get them in when they do call for a frost for the best results, okay? Remember, now's the time to plant garlic.
Are you an organic gardener? Farley does a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all-organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonide Captain Jack.
Paul Parrott here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a control-release fertilizer that will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year, available at your local garden center, or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. If we can help you, give us a call, because fall is for planting, getting a new lawn established. Take advantage of the sales that the nurseries and garden centers are having with their shrubs and trees. Your fall bulbs are now available, and if you want a nice spring, get your bulbs in the ground right now, and you'll have great color early in the season. Because you can have bulbs that will start to flower in March, April, and May. If you're planning a wedding, you can even schedule bulbs to be in bloom for a wedding. And that way, when people come to your home, they can enjoy the color and the celebration at the same time. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jim from Rhode Island with a question about daylilies.
Jim, how can we help you with your daylilies?
Hi, good morning, Paul. Enjoy your show, as always.
Thank you.
And my question is, I have some daylilies around my deck, and they're pretty old. Over the years, they've really developed so that if I dig them up to share them with anybody, the root ball is, like, huge, so, you know. Probably like about a 15-pound bag of potatoes, you know. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to share some with a neighbor this year, but I didn't feel like digging the whole root ball up. It's like digging up a small tree. So I wanted to know if I could dig around one side and just kind of like cut off a certain portion and then do it that way. Is that still okay to do?
Oh, sure. Yeah, if you want. Just dig on one side. And what you're going to notice with daylilies. Daylilies grow with a fan shape of foliage.
Right.
So if you dig on one side, loosen up that soil, you want to try and pull from that clump three fans to make one plant. If you break them off as individual fans, it will take them 3 years to really get some good color. So you can take a knife. So dig around one side, loosen up the soil, get a good sharp knife, and then with your hands figure out where three fans of foliage are. Pull it a little bit, take the knife, cut into the plant, and make sure that the piece that you pull from the mother plant contains roots. So as long as you have three fans and a root system, you'll have a plant that will be viable and will flower next year to the person that you give it to.
Even though now some of my roots have all, like, some of it has massed into one big, you know, like, white ball almost. It's
yeah,
not
if,
like
you just, tug at it, you know, and then when it doesn't give anymore, take your knife, cut into it a little bit, pull some more, cut a few more roots where they're all intermingled together until you can get a nice clump of three fans and a root.
Okay. And I had one quick question about my lilac.
Yes.
I'm going to move it. I called you before and you said this is a good time of year to move it, but be prepared because the roots are as big as the tree is tall, if not bigger. Well, if I don't get all the roots, is that going to be okay? Because I don't want to dig a 15-foot diameter trench to get them all.
There's no way that you're going to get every single root. How tall is your lilac plant now?
It's not too much in diameter, maybe just 2 to 3 feet at the most, but it's probably 6 to 8 feet tall.
6 to 8 feet tall. I would think you should get... you're going to need to get a root ball about 3 feet wide and about 18 to 24 inches deep.
Okay, so come out a foot and a half on either side to give me a total 3 foot.
Yeah, and what I moved a rhododendron several years ago. It was 6 feet tall and 6 feet wide. So I took some rope. I tied it together to make it easier for me to dig. I dug a trench just like a donut all the way around it.
Yeah.
And then I went down 18 inches. I took my shovel. I cut underneath the roots. And then the kept pushing it forward and pulling it back to make sure that I had severed as many of the roots as possible. And then I put a plastic tarp right on the ground, right near the hole. And then I rolled the rhododendron onto the plastic tarp, and then I just slid it right across the lawn, and it took it to its new location. Now, the one thing that will help a great deal is if your soil is on the sandy side, the night before you're going to dig the plant, or a few hours before, put the hose at the base of the root ball and saturate it. And what will happen is the water that you add to the soil will make the soil stick together, and the root ball will stay intact. If your soil is sandy or your soil is dry, then it's going to crumble, and your luck to move it won't be as good. But lilacs are pretty tough. They'll move pretty easy. When you do replant it, add some compost. If you can get some of that soil moist with the mycorrhiza, that will help to give you the additional moisture that you need. And the mycorrhiza will stimulate the roots that have been cut to produce a brand new root system and get established before the cold weather arrives and the ground freezes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great weekend and good luck.
You too. Thank
bye
you.
Bye-bye. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Now, I know a lot of you have a garden where the soil is not as good as it should be. If you live near the ocean, you can get seaweed. You can put compost in the garden. Shredded leaves, pine needles work wonderful. If you live in an area where you can get fresh manure, well, seasoned manure would be better because that way you won't have any weeds. But if you can get some well-rotted manure, you can apply that to the garden now, till it in, and that will help to build up the quality of your soil for next year. If none of these things are possible, then you can plant winter rye. And winter rye is the grass seed that's found at all nurseries, garden centers, feed and grain stores. And it's a grass that will grow in the fall till the ground freezes. And in the spring will wake up once the snow melts and grow again. You mow it down in early April, leaving all the grass clippings right in the garden. You can use a weed whacker, and then you rototill. And each winter rye seed will produce 1 mile of roots. And when you rototill, you'll break apart the root system, you'll blend in the grass clippings that it produced, and that will build the organic matter in your soil. And a lot of farmers will do that to prevent erosion and to build up the organic matter in your soil. Now, I know a lot of you heat your home with a wood stove. When you clean the stove, take that wood ash. If it's a pellet stove, take the ash from the wood pellets and spread it on your lawn. Spread it in your garden. Wood ash will do the same thing as lime. It will help to neutralize the acidity, and it will make your fertilizer work better. It will help to eliminate moss that's growing in your yard. So don't take it to the dump or the landfill. Clean out that wood stove. Spread it on your lawn. Your fertilizer will work better. Your grass will be thicker. And if you don't already know this, the more acidic your soil, the more weeds will grow in your lawn. More dandelions will grow in an acid soil. More crabgrass will grow in an acid soil. So if you've got a crabgrass problem, lime your lawn. And the old-fashioned lime is still good. It's a lot of work. It's expensive. But you've got to use it right now. The new technology is in the alternative to the granular or the powdered lime. And Bonide has a product called Turf Turbo. Jonathan Green has a product called Magic Cal. And one bag that weighs 40 pounds is going to be equivalent to 10 50-pound bags of the old-fashioned powdered or granular lime. A lot less work, a lot less weight, and you're going to get results a lot faster. So, you know, let's start working on the lawn if you already haven't. Let's get it put down before the leaves come down. Make it a lot easier for you. And don't throw all the leaves away. If you've got a few leaves that are coming down, mow it. Grind them down and put it right back into the soil. If you've got big piles of leaves, grind them up with your lawnmower right near your vegetable garden. Blow it into the garden. Blend it with your soil, and the leaves and the pine needles will become compost blended in with the soil so that it will retain the moisture. It will hold the fertilizer. And it will help you to have a better garden. And especially if it's sandy, it really will hold the moisture. And if your soils are clay and heavy, it will break apart the clay. So don't throw the leaves away. Use them in your garden. Use them in your compost pile. But shredding with your lawnmower is the way to go. It really does help a great deal. Now, on the other end, if you have a lot of clay, now is a good time to use something called garden gypsum. And again, nurseries, garden centers, feed and grain stores will sell garden gypsum. And this is a product that you put down with a spreader. It will coat the individual particles of clay so they can no longer stick together, so that it improves the drainage. It gets rid of the excess moisture. The root system in the ground can develop a lot faster and a lot easier. And if you live in an area where you get a lot of rock salt from a snowplow, put the garden gypsum down now. It will open up the soil, and the rain and the melting snow will get rid of the salt, and your lawn won't die back.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. Dr. C. BioFoss is an excellent product for increasing blooms, fruit, and vegetable yield organically. BioFoss is a product that naturally releases soil-bound phosphorus so your plants can use those nutrients for energy. BioFoss is a biological product using all safe natural microbes. Just add this product to your transplants in the garden and you'll see plants grow and thrive. Add this to an old established bed to revive them. Go to drcsgarden.com. Dynamite Complete Plant Food is a fertilizer product I've been familiar with for years. The results you can get from Dynamite is amazing. Apply Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, and ornamentals. The science of controlled release nutrients means more flowers, more vegetables, and healthier shrubs. Dynamite comes in a convenient shaker bottle and contains micronutrients needed by flowers and vegetables to grow at their best. Look for Dynamite at your local garden center. If you don't see it, ask for it. They can order it for you. Remember the name? Dynamite.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this nice Sunday morning. Let's hope that you're able to get outside and enjoy the weather. Fall is a great season for planting, you know, revitalizing your lawn and getting those spring flowering bulbs in the ground now so you'll have some color later on. Let's go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Marge from Mass with a question about nitrogen.
Marge, how can we help you with your garden today?
Hi. I had my soil tested this year and this fall for next year because I always had a pH level of like 6.5. And this year when I had it tested, it was 7.4. But all the other nutrients, the phosphorus, potassium, calcium, magnesium, were way above optimum. And they said the only thing I did need was nitrogen. And so I'm wondering, do I put the nitrogen on now in the fall? And my plants were, like, really tall. I really was surprised I needed nitrogen because the plants themselves are real bushy, real tall, real green. But that's what it came back as, the nitrogen was low.
Yeah. If you put nitrogen down now, by spring it will be gone.
Oh, okay.
Because nitrogen in a fertilizer form is going to become water-soluble. And between now and April or May when you plant, it's going to wash out of the soil. So what I would do is hold off and then use a balanced food at the time that you're planting. If you want to help the garden, I would add compost. I would add animal manure. Shredded leaves, grass clippings, as long as you don't have crabgrass. Because if you add grass clippings and you've got crabgrass, you're going to spread the seed all over the garden.
Mm-hmm. Now, I do put, like, pine needles down in the fall. Will that add to the acidity of it?
It will add to the acidity, but you said 7.5. Mm-hmm. 7 is neutral.
Uh-huh.
And for it to become acid, it would be below 7.
Okay.
So that I would add the pine needles. A few years ago, I saw a report from Ohio State University, and they made compost, and they made it with just oak leaves, just maple, just pine. Then they did a combination of pine and oak, pine and maple, pine and aspen or sycamore, all kinds of leaves from different parts of the country.
Uh-huh.
And they expected that when the leaves were all composted, that it would be on the acidic side. And to their surprise, it came out neutral.
Uh-huh.
And it just blew their mind. They said it did, that they did not expect the results that they got.
Okay.
So if you've got a lot of pine needles, spread them in the garden, turn them in so that the microbes can break it down. If you're using some straw to decorate for Halloween, you can spread the straw on the garden and till that in, or save it and use it for weed protection for next year. But as far as nitrogen, it's just too late in the year. And again, it's water soluble. It's going to wash away. And when you really need it next year, it'll be gone.
So do the pine needles, the only kind of trees we have are oak leaves, but do that now in the fall and till it in. You say don't, I usually just leave it on top of the soil.
If you till it in, then it's going to start to break down.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put them on top of the garden and then you till it in the spring, then it's going to break down during the spring and summer.
Okay.
So you'd get a richer soil because you would have rotted organic matter in your soil that will act just like adding compost. So
okay.
Tilling it in the fall is a better way. Growing up, my father and I, we lived in Scituate, Massachusetts. And about this time of the year, the garden was all done. We would go to the lighthouse. And as you would drive to the lighthouse, and on your way back, there was a break in the seawall. And we would go on that beach in the break, pick up all of that seaweed, and we would add 3 to 6 inches of seaweed right on top of the garden. My dad would till it in, and I'll tell you, over a 3-year period, his soil went from a soil that had to be watered every day to once a week.
Okay.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustments. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.